Gareth, a win in the end. I know it's always strange when the ground's half empty, but how does it feel to get a victory?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to get a win. Always nice to get a win at Fratton Park. But yeah, like you say, it wasn't a massive crowd. Obviously, we didn't expect it to be a full Fratton Park like a Saturday. But no, it was a professional performance. And sometimes the toughest thing when you come into these games is you're trying to get yourself right mentally. I think all the lads did that. I thought attitude and application was brilliant. So no, it was a good win, yeah.
It's fair to call that a newly constructed back four. Did you work together at all as a unit in training before, and how do you feel it bonded?
Yeah, obviously with the injuries, it's been well documented that we're on our backs a bit with the injury crisis that we've got. But no, we managed to do a bit of work yesterday without doing loads. You know, we've ended up playing one of our main strikers, Ollie Hawkins, at centre half, who did really well again, and. You know, it was quite a professional performance. Probably a bit disappointed to concede a goal, but you know, it's a 3-1 win, so we can't argue too much.
What do you make of Ollie Hawkins as a centre half? He seems to have taken to it reasonably well.
Yeah, I think his main attribute is his heading, which as a centre half, that's probably what he's got to do. So he's really applied himself well. He's not sulked about playing in the position, and you know, he's a really good lad, and it comes through on the pitch.
How pleasing for you is it to get 90 minutes in the legs?
Yeah, it's been tough the last month or two. Obviously, I'm used to playing for Portsmouth, and I've not really played, like you say, a 90-minute game for a while. So it's nice to get 90 minutes in the leg and feel like a footballer again. So I'll probably wake up tomorrow a little bit stiff, but those are the kind of things that you miss when you're not playing, I suppose.
You got a red card early on, but it's hard to think of any prolonged spell you've had out of the side in the past couple of years.
No, I know. I've always, like I say, I've pretty much played every game the last 2 years when I've been fit. I've always sort of played a part, but you know, that's football. You know, you can't play every single game, and we've got such good strength in depth that you've got to be on your toes, and you never know what's going to happen. And you know, as I say, there's been a bit of an injury crisis at the back, and that's meant that I've been putting it right back, and I've got a bit of game time. So you know, thrilled to bits with playing for Portsmouth again.
You've been playing right back, right wing. You're playing number 10 at a point on Saturday. Are you happy being that utility man, or do you want to sort of nail down one spot for you?
I'll play wherever. I've said it before. Wherever the gaffer tells me to play, I'll play. As long as I'm playing for Portsmouth, I'm not bothered.
Yeah, and that's going forward, whether it be right back. Have you found how different has it been in League One playing as a defender in a slightly different system compared to last year?
Yeah, it's been a bit more of a test. You're coming up against better wingers. So yeah, it's been a little bit more difficult than League Two than I found in last season. But I don't think it's anything that I can't handle. It's something that, you know, I'll probably work on. And if I'm asked to play there for a prolonged spell, it's something that I'll look to improve on. And you know, as long as I'm playing, I don't really mind.
And just finally, obviously Brett's gone for surgery, out for a month today. From within the squad, you must almost be looking around thinking who's next. It's been so unlucky, the list of injuries. It's just one of those things that happens when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we've had a lot of bad luck with injuries so far this season. I think we've probably been a bit lucky the last season or two. We haven't really had too many, and we've got away with that really. But like you say, we've sort of had one injury, and it's snowballed into sort of five or six injuries, and it's not our important players, like you say, the likes of Brett Pittman and Damian McCrory and players like that. So it's unfortunate, but you know, we've got a lot of quality. We still feel that we've got a lot of goals in the team. Obviously, we're going to miss Brett and the presence and the goals that he brings, but you know, we've got plenty of players up there that can put the ball in the back of the net, so it's not too much of a worry.